A Hosmer Spirit Radio, touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keep thinking hard all day long. Keep thinking in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hosmer Spirit Radio. A Hosmer Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Jim Ferguson for Hosmer Spirit Radio. With my guest today, Judy Higdon and Big Daddy Ken. How you guys doing today?
Fabulous.
Tell me about it. How you doing? How you doing? Sounds good. Sounds good. How was everybody's week?
It's been really fascinating, interesting, very interesting week. A lot of people, a lot of interesting problems this week, a lot of interesting dreams. People are coming in with interesting dreams this week.
Well, we got to hear some of that, like, right now. We want to hear some of that right now. Now, I do have a question that I want to put out there. So, all of my listeners out there, all of the listeners to the show, I said today I'm going to kind of do something that I've been wanting to do in the beginning of the conception of the show. So, here's what it is. We're going to get down to the question. We're going to allow people, if they want to call in, feel free to call in with it. We're going to give our opinions about some things, and I'm going to read a couple of the universe's laws and what the subject matter that we're going to be talking about, which we're going to definitely get into the dreams and some situations, Judy, because we know that you went and got your certificates and you did some, you went out of state and had some classes. We're going to hear something about that, too. Now, here's the first question I want to bring up, and it's dealing with all couples, men and women alike. Doesn't make a difference. But the first thing, the first question, subject matter, is if your partner, if your man, if your woman came to you and said they want to get a sex change, how would you handle that? Out the blue, everything seems to be fine, your lovemaking is fine, you guys enjoying yourself, you're going through quote-unquote the normal relationship things, you know? But let's say yours is even higher than that. You guys have the same likes, the whole nine yards. You really feel the energy beaming, and yet, out of the blue, jumps up, and they say, hey, I want to get a sex change.
So, I have a client that did it.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So we're going to hear a little bit about that. That hit me today, and I'm curious about that. Now, Judy, we are, let's hear about, you said you had a client that did that.
Did that, right.
Tell me, I want to hear about it. Let me hear about this one.
I've been working with this client for some time. The actual change happened about, I'm going to say about 8 or 9 years ago, but I'm very familiar with the whole history of the whole thing.
Okay.
The first thing is, it's never totally out of the blue. If the partner really starts looking, there's little hints all along the line.
Okay.
And he didn't do it, probably knowing him as well as I know him, very graciously. Okay. That okay. Isn't something you just say pass the syrup, you know, so it's just like...
Pass the syrup, and by the way, I'm going to have balls next week. I mean, right,
yeah.
I got you. Okay.
Or not have them next week.
Or not have them. That's right.
And they had two children, you know, so this is making life a little bit different. Basically, she could not accept it. He had to do it. Because he really is that person. He was a woman trapped in a man's body, period, end of story. There was no way that could not happen.
Now, how metaphysically, when we look at it on a metaphysical situation, can we say that it was a mistake? reincarnation?
No. No mistake. There are no mistakes in God's universe. Understand that.
Okay. So when you said he was trapped in a man, in his body, then how would you classify that?
He was born transgender. He was born that way. Whatever he decided to come in and be this lifetime, he decided this was... We picked the main events that are going to happen to us, the main ones. What we do with them is up to us. That's the way the design is.
Right, that's the choice that he
had.
Right.
That's the choice he had. So he came in with this.
Okay.
And what happened and occurred, because he had tried to be a man so much, he'd studied for the priesthood. I mean, this guy had done everything trying to be a male. He'd been a policeman, he was a killer lawyer, and he studied for the priesthood. But none of that changed the fact that he wanted to be a woman. Period in the story. That was it. He is now studying again, and he's just about to be ordained a priest in the Episcopal Church.
Okay.
The effect he's having on the congregation is astronomical. He's opening up people's minds to the fact that you can be anything you want to be, period, as long as you do it in integrity, as long as you do it with God in your heart and your mind, it's okay. It's not a sin.
Okay.
It's not a sin.
Okay. Right. That's perfect. Now, the reason why I said, was it a mistake or was it something in that category? I know that that situation would be completely by choice, meaning that would be, that soul would say, I'm going to come in as this, and if certain parameters are set, I'm going to do this. And the feeling or the voices or the internal warmth that that person feels is that soul possibly saying, it's okay, I'm fine, do it. So, I mean, I want to say it because if I put that question out there to say it's a mistake, somebody might say, is it a mistake? What's going on? What was this person doing? And the clues, yes, you would. It's just like being with a woman. The woman would give you clues whether she was bisexual or not. You could see that. It would be, and sometimes consciously or subconsciously, they're trying to tell you. So if you sit back and you listen and you observe, you will be able to detect that. And with a whole slew of other things. So now this person is now a female, okay?
Very feminine female.
Really?
Yeah, probably more feminine. Not that I'm not feminine, I am very feminine. But the actions, the way the body moves and everything, very, 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 very feminine.
Really?
Very feminine.
And are you still in conversation? Are you still doing any helping?
We're still real close friends. We're very, very, very close friends.
Perfect. That is perfect.
And though, I can still see the internal structure between the male and the female within this person.
Really?
This person, yes. You can still see the struggle going on in there.
Even though they're on the outside to the average person. Well, let me ask you this. Well, two questions. First of all, we didn't talk about the wife. You said she couldn't take it. Where is she?
She took her life.
She killed herself.
She took her life.
Good night.
But she knew this was coming down the pike on some level. I know she did after interviewing you and being with him and her. I never know what to say.
After
working with her for a long time, I realized that the wife knew. She knew she could not accept it. She could not accept it. She was not totally balanced to start with, because the truth of it is, on some level, you know, on a deep subconscious level,
you do. And that's the service.
And she could not. She could not accept it. She could not accept it.
Now, most
children
people
are
say,
still dealing with it.
Right. Most people say, "Ooh, that's a tragedy. She took a life." I look at it as not a tragedy.
It's not a tragedy.
That's just the choice.
It's not a tragedy.
That's an exit point that she decided to take. If it was too much for her to bear, then she exited out. It's just like going out of amusement parks. You can stay in there all day, ride them rides all day, or you can choose to go through those turn gates and say, you know what, I'm done, and you can stamp me, I'll be back later, or,
right,
you know, I'll let you know. And that's, if we look at it that way, we realize that, and then also knowing that, you know, with the internal life, eternal life, there's no death, so you don't look at it as a tragedy. You look at it as a learning experience. That is, that is very interesting there. That is very interesting.
Now, she will come back and do it again, though.
Now, which one are you talking about, the wife or the second?
The wife that took her life. The wife that took her life will come in some form, will face this one again. The universe gives it to you again, until she gets it.
So basically, you feel psychically. Now, hold on. Let me ask you a question. Basically, you feel psychically that she did not complete her learning lesson.
No, she did not.
Psychically. Okay. Now, let me ask you a question on the psychic end of it. When you say, no, she did not, not because you're not looking at that because she took her life. You're looking at that, and I'm just going on something that comes right in my heart. Are you going on the fact of her disturbance level of what she seen and could not handle would indicate she did not get that learning lesson? Would that be correct in what I said?
That's correct. You're very correct. She did not get the lesson.
Okay. No, I'm saying because of the energy, her disturbing energy about the event, would you then say because you felt that, you would go on and say she did not get the lesson?
She did not get the lesson. She did not get the lesson. So therefore, the lesson will be repeated again and again. We have infinity to learn these lessons.
Okay.
So she's going to come back in and face it in some form. Who knows what form, but she will face it again. Maybe she'll come back in as a male the next time.
Okay.
And maybe she'll partner with a female who knows what.
Right.
But she'll face it again. She'll face it again. We all face again what we don't get this time around.
Right. And there's nothing to be ashamed of. There's nothing to be scared of. It's just that the soul itself is we want to learn. We want to get it right. I mean, if you don't get one and one is two, we just want to get it right. So, you know, we're warriors at getting that energy and going at our subject matter. But at the same time, just as though you have multiple levels of students, multiple levels of clarity, multiple levels of knowledge, you have that on the soul level too.
Yes,
you know, you've got that on the soul level. So every soul is not going to be the best student. It's not necessarily, in my opinion, going to be the best student. And the struggle that people go through today, and even myself, is the fact of not allowing somebody else's lack of learning a lesson to affect you.
Amen. Right there.
You see what I'm saying?
And that's been the struggle with this lady. She's had to go ahead and learn, you know, that she's okay just exactly the way she is and all the choices that she's made.
Right.
And she's doing a beautiful job of it. She's going ahead and becoming a priest, and the church is accepting her.
Right. And you're great. And
she's
so should.
On
its purest level, the church should. If it has, even, I mean, it just should. We don't have to go in there with the church, whether it's a Gnostic church or whether there's people that understand metaphysics. It should accept. You know, because I have to admit, I would have turned my stomach up to the story 5 years ago. But you know, you learn and you mature and you start saying to yourself, wait a minute. Everything's choice. Playing field is equal, and it's choice, and you do not have to be prejudiced. To be prejudiced is to be ignorant. See, I can't sit there and talk about white folks being prejudiced to me if I'm prejudiced to a homosexual. It's the same thing in universe's face.
Yeah.
Doesn't make a difference what color you are. Doesn't make a difference what sex gender you are. Doesn't make a difference to that. I, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
you know,
God doesn't care what sex we are. God doesn't care what color we are. But Ken,
I don't particularly want to be, you know, around homosexuals but I don't have problems with them. I feel or do anything with them or something, but that's just not something that I like to do.
So you don't vibrate
or deal with. But I don't think I have, you know, like, you know, whatever, you know. I mean, because, like you say, a lot of pop-up questions or something, you know, what if, you know, because you never know where it could hit.
I mean, it could hit home, dude. You know, you just don't really, I mean, I say that for a serious thing because you can apply multiple questions on that subject matter. You see what I'm saying? I mean, it's just like, you know, say you got a wife that's in the threesome, and you're not. But yet, that's hidden from you because you don't know nothing about it. So,
I mean,
you know what
I'm
saying?
Things,
I mean, do you, if
you really
right.
wanted to dig or something and you really wanted to research, you could find out if you really want to know. A lot of times, in our deep back of our minds, like Judy said, we know certain things, what
yeah.
they are and what they do.
Without
you know, you whether you're willing to accept that is another thing, you know, or deal with it. You know, a lot of things we scrub off and act like we don't know because we don't want to deal with it.
We don't want to face them, and that's an excellent point. That's an excellent point. And the threesome, you know, some people, you know, it's just if you dip into that, you've got to be ready for what comes after that. And this is where the metaphysical plane and knowledge comes in at, because it ain't just something that happens and you can erase that. No more different than the sex change in a person's life. You just ain't going to erase that like it never happened. See, it's just no more different. I had a conversation with a person today, and I was saying to them the fact of that everything that you say to a person, you can't retract that. That's edged in electronic, whether you want to call it the M field, whether you want to call it Akashic Records, which to me are two different things, but basically, you once whatever you say and you put that's a permanent downloaded event when you say what you say and what you do, and it's not going to be erased. It's not going to be erased. So if we are conscious of that, then we would watch what we say even when we're
touching
arguing.
One soul at a time.
We'll be right back. Jim Ferguson, House of Spirit Radio.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Hustler's Spirit Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
Hey, hey, hey. We are back off the break and we got a hot topic steaming. The phone so hot it's burning my ear. This is what it is. Oh, yeah, this is what it is. So anybody just tuning in, this is what we're talking about today. Very. All right, welcome back. We do apologize to everybody listening out there. We had a little bit of technical difficulty, but we are back live. Subject matter was so hot, we had to drop the servers on us. But anyway, look here. Burning up, baby. We're burning up. Let's drop the syrup on it. All right, check it out. This is what the subject matter is today. It is. Here. Oh, and welcome, Greg. We got you, baby. We got you. Welcome. I want to welcome Greg to the show, too. And
thank you.
All right, man, good to have you back with us. Now we have full force, so get ready now for the ride. Here we go. This was the question I imposed today. Your mate, woman, man, whatever you got, comes to you and they say, pass the pancakes and the butter and I'm getting a sex change. Not what I'm thinking. Not I'm thinking about getting a sex change. I'm getting one. All right. And that means to us out there, that's no discussion. That means it's going to be a done deal. Now, how do you handle that? What do you do? What do you think you got to do? Do you, you know? So that's what we kind of talked about today. And Judy had said some things today that were so very, so very great. As far as she had a client, a person that had that done. So that's kind of the rehash of that. Now, where we were, you guys are going to have to help me out because I have completely forgot where we were. So let's keep it real. What was it we were going to say after break? I know, Judy, you had something to say about something that happened within your family.
Yes, I was just saying that my daughter came to me at 16 and said that she was gay. And I had to work through a whole ton of stuff very quickly about that.
Okay.
Because in normal people's eyes, that's a sin. And I remember standing in my kitchen saying, okay, God, if this is a sin, you're going to have to take it out on me because I'm walking down the lane with this child of mine, and I don't believe it is a sin. So if you're going to make it wrong for her, you're going to make it wrong for me, too.
Right.
And nothing happened. I mean, it was a glorious ride. So there's nothing wrong with it in God's eyes. We're all
nothing
created.
Wrong. And you learned a lot about yourself, didn't you? You really did.
A lot about myself.
A lot about yourself. Yes, you did.
It grew me up real fast.
Yes, it did. And I can tell by how you sound, you ask God a question, and you wanted an answer. And you also made statements, and that's very important, too. And a lot of people are fearful of that. You've got to make a stand. You've got to make a stand. It's not disrespecting the totality of God. It's just making a stand. God, look, here it is. And this is when it becomes personal, because everybody's relationship with the totality is personal. It's about a line. So you sit down and you ask that question.
I got one for you.
Go ahead, let me hear it, man.
Okay.
Right now?
That question on you, what would you...
I could understand it. I could understand it now. I will be honest. I'll be honest with everybody listening out there. I would not understand that shit 5 years ago. I'm telling you, I wouldn't understand.
You know what I would do?
What would you do?
If my wife told me she was going to be a man.
Told you. She didn't ask you that.
Told me she was going to be a man.
Right. What would you do?
I'd say, just let me enjoy one more day with you and go ahead and be a man.
All right. Hey, you're keeping it real.
But like you said, like how I feel now, about 2 or 3 years ago, I don't know, I wouldn't have been able to accept that, but I think I can handle just about anything. You know, I mean, it might be a little hard, but I'll deal with it and go through it. And
actually, you can handle anything. Yeah. You can handle anything.
You know, you think you can, you know, but I think we've all, you know, lately, we've been put through a lot of tests. And a lot of different changes in our lives and stuff that we still see.
Because, you know, one thing about it, what we do when we go through this and we talk about subject matter like this, we know that it's self-imposed. See, we know that. So it's just as easy as that being self-imposed. Let's impose stuff on us that you truly want to change. See, when we're supposed to say, well, I ain't really desiring this effect that's going on with me. I would say, yes, you are. They would say, well, what are you talking about, man? I don't want to be this way. I would say, let's go down deeper in your subconscious mind.
A lot of issues and stuff that I'm having, and I feel like this. It is exactly what it's supposed to be. And if anybody's going through a lot of different things in their life, just take a minute and think about it. It's exactly how your life is supposed to be. You can change a lot of things for your outcome. But you accept the things that happen to you and don't get upset with them. Embrace it.
You embrace it. You embrace it. Let it get right into you. That way you can embrace it enough that when you get tired of being tired, then you'll make a change. But like I said before, these things we impose on ourselves for what we think, say, and do. Period. That's just the law. That's just a law, and that's just the law. And you are 100% right. But I will be honest with you on how, you know, what I would have done, man. I ain't no telling what I would have done. But it's just the truth about that. Now, here's one of the laws that I wanted to read, and we're going to get Greg's take on this too, and then we're going to move on to another subject matter also. Now, this law is the law of free will. And I just want to read this to myself and to everybody listening out there. Every person has absolute pure freedom of choice every minute of the day. Mankind is never free from decision making. To not make a decision is a decision. Through his or her decisions, mankind is totally in charge of his or her body and daily experiences. No outside universal or environmental stimuli dominate one's body or experiences. Therefore, one is automatically accountable for each decision, and this decision is reflected in the state of one's body and affairs. Mankind has evolved from an instinctual system and is now the only animal in Earth with the free will system. Out of man's seven states of consciousness, Earth consciousness is the only life in which free choice plays such an important role. One does not fail to fall, nor is one considered immature because one made a wrong choice. If people were not meant to make a wrong choice sometimes, they would not own this system. Choices which oneself judges to be incorrect or unpleasurable have a stronger impact on learning. Free will is mankind's main tool in each incarnation for learning lessons for evolvement. And I think that is a wonderful law, and it's a wonderful statement, period. It overrides and overlooks that and goes over what we talked about when we said that what happens in our lives is what we have desired subconsciously. That's just the bottom line. So once we can change that, we can change our outcomes. Once we can change ourselves from thinking a certain way, we can now accept certain things. And we can all be honest about that. And I think that's a wonderful thing. So I wanted to talk about that today. Greg, how would you handle it, man? Right quick, how would you handle that baby? What's up?
I would say have a nice life. And, you know, it's not my thing, it's their thing, you know? But that doesn't mean I have to agree with it or have to stay in that situation. But I would wish him well and do what I have to do. That's the experience that they have to live. But I'd rather be a part of it.
Exactly. So basically you're saying you wouldn't let that take you out?
No.
Greg, I'm gonna tell you something today, man. Greg, you sound like you ultra smooth today. You got a cool sound about you today. I'm proud of you for that, Greg. I think some of us might be rubbing off on you. What you think?
Yeah, man.
He's cool with it. Hey, that's their thing. That ain't mine.
That's what everything is all about. You don't have to. You're supposed to be an observer, not a participant. You see what I'm saying? And you should. You don't have. You can observe a situation, and you don't have to react. And that's the way. That's with everything that happens to you. The minute you get engaged and start reacting and going crazy, that's when you're losing your energy and losing your power. But when you stay in that, okay, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? Staying that observer mode. victims, and that's their thing. You see, that's their life. If that's what they want to do, go ahead, go through all that surgery and pain. That's your deal. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I'm gonna tell you, Big Daddy. Let me ask you another question. Are you chewing some gum too, man?
Say what?
Are you chewing any gum?
No.
Okay, because you just, man, I'm proud of you, man. You see how smooth you sound? Because you see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying?
You're
you smooth today, baby. Now check it out. I want to read this to you. This is the law of letting go. Check it out. Right quick before we go to break. One should say goodbye without regret or resentment to anything or anyone that is no longer useful and purposeful in making or adding to a learning experience for oneself, whether it be a home, record, plant, animal, former love, car, a grown child, club membership, philosophy, belief, lifestyle, or a book. The pleasure should be in the moment of the doing, the making, or the learning, with the object of experience. This frees one to begin another learning experience without bondage to the old image of oneself. One should erase personal history by dropping past friends, relatives, cities, and events, where one has been and what one has done, so no one builds a fog around you or is angry with you. That is the law of letting go. And I think all of us and all listeners can embrace that law. Let it go so you can get more food on your plate. Let it go so you can be as cool as Greg. Greg, you smooth today, baby. You smooth, man. I've been giving to you. You know what I'm saying. Greg, go ahead with it, man. I might have to get smooth with you. You notice how I'm changing up a little bit, too? But, you know, I'm smooth with you, baby. I ain't going to let you get smoother than me now. I might have to break it down, too, Big Daddy. All right, sounds good, man. We're going to have some fun with it. But I'll tell you something. That's a lot to learn right there. How did your week go, man? How did your week go, Greg? How did it go for you, buddy?
It's been good. It's been a long week. I worked 10 days straight. And then I had 2 days off, and now I'm doing another 7-day stretch from 12 to 8 p.m. So, but I mean, it's all good. And then I also worked on a few people too. So it was really phenomenal shift for a lot of people, and that's exactly what we were talking about. I was trying to tell them they've got to let go. You cannot, if you bring up an old memory of some trauma, and you bring it up to the present moment, you're creating that in the present moment. You've got to let it go. You can't do that. And that's what I'm trying to get to and tell people. They have to become an observer, not a participant. Because you can't be thinking about the past, and you can't be thinking about the future. You've got to just live in the present of now. And once you can separate yourself from all the drama, and 90% of it is other people's drama. If somebody says they hate your guts and blah, 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 that's none of your business what somebody else thinks about you. You know what I'm saying? That's none of your business. You don't worry about what somebody else thinks about you. You just worry about yourself. And that's what I'm saying. Once you're able to do that, once you're able to detach, then that's when you regain your power.
Right. And it continually grows.
Yeah,
it continually grows because you're not giving it out. You're actually going through a power management. I've had to do it today. Right. I had to do it today. And it, and you know what? And if you do it, and it becomes a habit of doing it. You're like, this feels good because I let them go through all that crap that they said and did. I made a decision if I was going to do what I did, and I did it. And I did it without whether or not somebody was going to tell me thank you, whether or not they was going to be smart mob with it, whether or not, I didn't care. It didn't make me no difference in the world. They were there. I was there, but I wasn't there. I observed.
Exactly.
I didn't let it take anything from me, and the actual experience with them today was not energy draining. I can legitimately say that. That was a protection barrier for me, so that is perfect. That's perfect. Now let me ask you a question, Judy. You said you had some interesting things, because we got to get to the second subject matter, and it's about dreams. You said somebody, well, you had a lot of clients come in today about some dreams that was going on. Talk to us about that, please.
Yeah, I had this lady come to me. She said she had this dream that she had two snakes, and one was black and one was yellow. And the black snake was eating up the yellow snake.
Right.
She asked me what that meant.
Right.
And I told her to go look up the colors black and yellow and come back and tell me what she found out.
Right.
So she found out in her mind, because the dreams are always ours, they don't belong to anybody else, that all of her dark habits were eating up all of her enlightenment habits. In other words, she was allowing her past to eat up her present and destroy it. And her little seven-year-old grandson was there, and he says, Grandma, he says, I'm telling you, he says, they taught us this in Bible school. It's all in your mind. Change your mind, Grandma. Change your mind, and everything will be okay.
Exactly.
You don't have to let those dark snakes eat up all those yellow snakes. And I'm just standing there thinking, oh, my God, out of the mouth of babes, you know?
Oh, you best believe
it's
it.
It's like Greg said, let it go. Let it
right.
go. Let go of all those darknesses.
Right,
they don't
right.
have to, you know, they don't have to live in you. Just let them go.
That is perfect. That is perfect. Now, I'm going to tell you something, too, that just came to mind when you had talked about that. And you know, I'm not claiming to be an expert at this, of course, but stress management. That definitely has a tendency to, when you manage your stress and can alleviate stress and get onto that workout program that I worked out this morning, I did, and felt wonderful. Actually had three showers today. I feel within a 24-hour period, I feel wonderful. Going to weightlift tomorrow in aerobics, feel wonderful. But that is very important on getting your thought processes, the processes in alignment with where you really truly want them to be. That you can pay the price of those thoughts if they're too far out there. And I do know when I'm tired, that's when I really have to watch my thoughts very closely. I tend to go towards that negative when I'm tired. And it's just, it's just my makeup, but when I'm rested, I'm fine. So, you know, everybody's got to learn themselves. That's part of us being here, too. Not just going through these experiences, but learning why the experiences are coming. Learning why. Not taking, you know, that lightly, but actually learning. And then once we realize that we are controlling that, that empowers us. And that's what, you know, all these secret entities and, these secret societies and government and all this shit religion don't want you to know of how you can empower yourself, because in doing that, you won't need them. I just had to throw that out there. But that's basically what that's about. So once we do that, or once, you know, a person can do that and then balance yourself out, baby, whatever you so desire, it will have to happen. It's law. You know, we sit there and read these laws from these metaphysical dictionaries or encyclopedias. We read these laws from, whether they're from Vedic science, you know, we read these laws, whether they're off of the ancient Egyptian hieroglyphics from societies before we started dating time. You know, they stand and they don't change. If we just can remember them, learn them, and use them, then we can create and manifest most beautiful things in our lives. Or I would even change it to a more proper metaphysical term. We will create our heart's desire. And our heart's desire is whatever our heart's desire. So let that be what it is, negative or positive. So I did want to say that. But I definitely enjoyed the subject matter of earlier today. And I can say that I'm quite proud of myself. Could you say that about yourself, Ken?
Oh,
you say you're proud of yourself? Okay, all right. Nobody gonna drop no syrup on you in the morning, no shit like that.
I'm looking in the mirror and looking at me. Look at that old
boy. Old call me in the morning talking about, man, the log cabin got dropped on me, baby. I'm just checking on you, man. Just checking on you. And Greg, I know if any situation like that with you, I know you're gonna be Mr. Cool and Smooth with it. I know you're gonna be, because you're back there chilling right now, man.
I'm going to get my one last shot.
One last shot? You've been hoping to get there. Without a doubt, definitely. Now, I tell you what, this last minutes that we got on the show, I want to have it where whatever is on our mind in the portion of the show is whatever is on our mind Wednesday. So what do we want to talk about? I'm going to leave that forum open. All phone calls want to come in, come on, hit them phone lines and give us a call in, and you can vent today. You know what I mean? It's like you get one of them white chocolate cappuccino ventis. You know what I mean? And you pay your $4.25 and get your double shot for the syrup in it. No pun intended. So you want to have that. So what's on your mind today, Big Daddy? I know you was talking about something earlier while we was out for break today. You remember what it is, or did you need some time right now? Because you seem like you're chilling, too.
I remember it.
Okay, come on, hit me with the real. Hit us with the real. Hit us with the real, Big Daddy.
No, sometimes I have to walk around and just see things and just look at people and just, you know, try to get an ideal about where I'm at, you know, just, you know, where I'm going.
And gauge yourself up, huh?
Right. And I saw a guy walking, and he was smiling, and I really, you know, I was looking more at it, like, people's head. I wasn't looking at his body.
Right.
But as I looked at him, I saw him, he was on crutches.
Right.
His leg was cut, like, all the way up to midway through
his
body.
Spirit,
you know,
radio,
on
touching one
right.
soul at a time.
Song.
Touching
okay, hold
one
on that
soul
right
at
back.
A time.
Take a break. Be right back.
Keep fingered hard all day long. Keep fingered in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keep fingered hard all day long. Keep fingered in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Hustler's Spirit Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
Welcome back. We had many shows. I love this show today. I want to welcome my host, Judy Higdon, Big Daddy Ken, and Greg Cool. Man, he's cool today. Now, let's get back to this story. Like, when we went to break, Ken was talking about, you was at a mall today, weren't you, man?
Yeah.
You wanted to go to a mall, so tell me what happened when you seen the dude with his leg cut off above the knee. Let me hear that. Okay.
It shook me for a minute, you know, but what caught my attention to the guy, he was like, following his wife or his girlfriend or whatever, but he had a smile on his face. He was like, you know, just jovial, happy, just like,
right.
you know, like
right.
what nothing. And I just happened to look down, and I was like, man, you know, if this guy can smile going through this mall with these crutches and no one leg, ain't nothing that I could physically, you know, see myself going through that I can't handle. You know, because you never know what could happen to you, like, to make you get to a point where you need to be with a smile, no matter what kind of circumstances
right.
you think you're going through.
Right.
That's all I wanted to say.
Right, right. And it made you stop and gauge yourself up about it.
Right.
Made you kind of wake up some awareness about stuff that you might bitch about. And you say, man, is it worth bitching about? You know what I mean? and you look at it, it ain't worth bitching about. Just worth doing something about.
Just doing something about.
Right, right. Not worth bitching about it. I tell you my scenario right quick, and I'm gonna let everybody else say something, especially Mr. Greg Cool over there. My situation was I was coming out the bank, and I had to mail a letter or no. Matter of fact, I'm sorry. I went because I seen a Z06 parked over there at the restaurant across from the house. And I wanted to get an eye view of this Z06. Beautiful car. I mean, Chevy Corvette Z06, just beautiful car. And what I caught my attention was this elderly couple was walking, and I'm assuming they were walking to the Social Security office, which is across the street from my home. And they were holding hands. And it looked like they were enjoying the walk to wherever they were going. And I said to myself that, I mean, that just was one of the best parts of my day. I mean, this lady's hair was as white as the color white. And, you know, they were up in age, man. They had to be, that woman had to be mid-upper. She had to be upper. She had to be, I'm assuming they might have been in their 90s in good shape. You know what I mean? Easy in their 90s. And I said, to be that way, that is a choice that both of them took. That is a choice of planning, a choice of acceptance, and a choice of doing. And that was a wonderful thing to see. It was just wonderful, man, just to see them holding
and
hands.
And then they hopped into the vet, right?
No. Go ahead, Greg Cool. That right there, let me tell you something, man. I would have got out my vet and let mine roll on down the street, dude. Because it would have been worth me seeing them get into that. If they'd have chucked me the juice and gave me the peace sign, it would have been on and popping. Yeah, I wish they would have got out of that thing, man, or either got into it. But that's funny, man. Yeah, but that was a wonderful thing. And that's a choice. Make a choice, man. And I think it's a wonderful thing if you got somebody in your life. You go out there, listen, man, you want to grow old, and you guys make a choice to do so, then do it. Do it with all the strength in the world. Do it with all the universal backing that there is in this universe. Do it with the totality of that you know that God loves you and your decision. So that's just a perfect thing, man. That's the perfect thing for me. Now, what you got? What you got, Mr. Greg Cool? I know you got something out there that you want. This is Let It Fly Wednesday. I'm changing the theme of it every time I talk. But we're going to have it. Let It Fly Wednesday. What's on your mind today that you can say?
I just worked on two people today, and they
come
had severe pain. And it was all, everything you're talking about, it all relates back to not letting go of past issues, being hurt, or whatever. The minute I got to that point and I was able to get them to release it and got them to start laughing, I was able to shift them, and the pain was all gone. And, I mean, it's just amazing. And I just said, you can attest to it because it's the same thing. It, you can let go of the past and let go of it's an old issue. It doesn't matter now in the present time. You bring up the stuff from the old, you're creating the same stuff now, and you're creating it all over again. And you need to do that. So,
let it go. Just let it go.
Let it
go.
That's what the whole show's been about,
letting
it all go.
Let me go. That is a perfect.
That's why I'm so cool, because I knocked them both off their feet, and they stood up, and they were laughing and smiling, and they were able to walk out without any kinking or anything like that, and it was really wonderful.
And then it made you, actually what it did when you helped them out with that, what it did is it made your coolness a little stronger, didn't it, Greg?
That right. That's right.
Judy, how about you? I know, Judy, you don't let us have it today. I know you don't know. I know you got something today. We're going to call your segment Judy's Word of Wisdom. Now, what's up, Don? Tell us something.
All I can say is tune in to whatever's going on around you. If it's not working, drop back out of it and tune into something else. That's all. That's right. Just let it go.
Let it roll. perfect. That sounds like a win today. I hope everybody has enjoyed this show like we have. I really have. I've enjoyed it. I haven't just enjoyed it. I've enjoyed you guys. I'm so thankful for this whole group. I am very thankful for BBS Radio and the opportunity. I'm also very thankful. I want to do a shout out. We ever did a shout out to Seth and Don? We ever did a shout out to them? We're gonna do one today, then, buddy. We appreciate our engineer. We appreciate our owner, the owner of BBS Radio. We appreciate you having the vision to have BBS Radio so you can hear us talk shit on the radio every Wednesday at 8:55. So I appreciate that, definitely. But we are talking wonderful things. All jokes to the side, we appreciate it. So I'm going to do a shout-out to these guys, man. They really help us out and are there. Great group of people. And anybody else out there that's thinking about getting a radio program, you better not go nowhere else but BBS Radio. I'm throwing that out there. People are on the money, on the spot, whatever they do. I just definitely want to do that. So next week, we're going to have another hot topic. I don't know what it's going to be, but we're going to figure it out. Whatever it is, it's going to be smoking. And it's going to be smoking. It's going to be smoking. I can feel it. Definitely. So with that, hey, I want to tell you guys thank you again. All the listeners out there, Hustle Spirit Radio, thank you for making it what it is. We appreciate it. We want to see you guys. Judy and Mr. Cool Greg. Ken. We're going to get ready to get out of here, baby. Listen, enjoy your week. Enjoy your week. We'll see you back.
Okay. Love y'all.
Love you all, too.
Yeah.
You back.
Love y'all.
All right. Take care. Have a good one.